You know, you're right, though. If you're worth $3 or $4 billion, it could be Mark Zuckerberg going to the game. Tonight. What does he care about
exactly.
that? Exactly. Chris Bosh could afford that.
Absolutely.
Here's a longtime Raptor, longtime Miami Heat, James Duthie's sidekick.
Get out of here.
At Oracle tonight for game three. Here's Chris Bosh. What's happening, Chris?
Oh, man, you know, living the life.
How's the life with that Duthie character? You like working with that guy or what? Do you hang out with him away from the arena?
Yeah, man, we going to bring pen pals back. You remember that back in the day? We're pen pals. We're going to write each other letters with real pen and ink.
Duthie
show these
would
young
love
people
that.
How we used to do it back in the day.
I like it, man.
That's code for you don't see him ever outside that
like
arena.
We have a bet that you are going to forget about him the minute that you are done with your responsibilities at TSN.
Don't break his heart. Yeah. Don't break his heart, Chris.
Yeah, I'll try not to, man. I'll try my best.
We were just talking about the prices for tickets tonight. Again, someone paid $112,000 for courtside seats tonight. You know, you've played in four NBA finals. There's some money down in Miami. I would assume someone probably paid about $100,000. Like, what's that like, knowing that people are out there watching you play and they're paying $100,000 to sit courtside?
Yeah. Well, you know, we better win.
Right.
Exactly.
I guess
well, you
so.
Know, it's funny. We never got up to 100,000, man.
In Miami, you
didn't. I think the highest it got was like 80, 85. So, but, yeah, we didn't crack six digits. That's crazy.
So, as players, you were kind of aware of it. So, you think the guys in Golden State, somebody would be like, hey, you know, do you see that it's trending on Twitter, $100,000 per ticket on the sidelines today?
Yeah, well, you know, everything is news now, so they're going to report on it. But, you know, when I had courtside seats. I had four courtside seats. So, these were offers that I turned down, actually.
Oh,
so
really?
I had an offer in game seven for like about 85 for my tickets. And I said no.
What were
it's
you
too
thinking?
Important of a game.
You must have so much money in the bank, you don't care.
Well, I was like, yo, we got to win. So that's what's most important. I wanted my family there. You know, I wanted the regular people there. It was just another game. You know, at least that's what I was telling myself to psych myself out.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
With Chris Bosh. If Klay Thompson doesn't play tonight, is this a must-win for the Raptors?
Well, I mean, you know what? Anytime you're in the NBA Finals, every game is a must-win. But, yeah, it's a must-win with an exclamation point on it. You know, it's obvious that the Warriors are hobbled. You know, I would say with Klay and KD out at the same time, it's definitely a time to get a win. You know, you definitely always want to get the first road win, but – at the same time, you know that they're hobbled, they're weak, and they definitely need to have the right mindset to start this game off and finish it off.
We were talking about Kyle Lowry just prior to having you on, and you know, he fouled out with like 5 minutes to go in game two, and he's got 20 points combined through two games. What do you see out of his game, and what does he have to do differently to be more of an impact tonight?
I think he's going to have to look for his offense. I think he's being too passive. Kyle Lowry, when he's going and he's making those plays in the screen and roll, it gives them a different dynamic. I think he's worried about deferring too much to other guys or getting the guys involved. He just needs to go and play his game of basketball. And especially if Klay is out, that's another, you know, top-notch defender, top-notch two-way player that he doesn't have to worry about. So he's got to be aggressive for the rest of this series if they're going to be successful. You know, we know he can shoot the ball and make plays, so that's what he needs to do, and he can't foul. You know, he's got to be a better, you know, he knows. He's got to be a better veteran player than that. You know, sometimes if you're in foul trouble, it's better to give up a two or just get back on defense as opposed to fouling out, you know, because they need him.
Well, if Klay does play tonight, what kind of attack would you expect out of the Raptors? Do you think they'll target him and try to, you know, make him work for it basically tonight?
First of all, he's not going to be able to play. He can play for some time in the series, but a strained hamstring, you're done. You know, he can try and play, but it's only going to make it worse. I think in their case, they just need to push the pace. That's the only thing they need to do. And not really worry about making shots or anything. They need to play fast. That doesn't mean shoot fast shots and shoot fast. It just means getting the ball up the court, pressuring them on defense, you know, getting into their offense as quickly as possible, having a nice pace to their offense. And then, you know, eventually if he's going to play, that hamstring, you know, it's not supposed to be strained.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just one of those injuries that even if it's small and minute, it's serious.
Well, how's that going to go down? Because apparently the team is recommending he doesn't play. But what do you think the players got to say? Or could they shut him down and say, you're doing what we're telling you to and you're not doing it?
I think, you know, in this case, that you're going to have to shut it down. It's a different emotion. The NBA Finals, if this were the regular season, you know, it wouldn't even be a question. I understand, you know, the urgency. But, you know, we're talking about a guy's career and his body. And strained hamstring is 100% going to get worse. It's a ticking time bomb. And, you know, even if he is able to go, it will eventually get worse if he continues to run.
With Chris Bosh here on Overdrive ahead of Game 3 tonight at the Oracle. Tip off at 9. You can hear right here on TSN 1050 pregame in about 13 minutes. I guess it sets up, if Klay doesn't go tonight, you don't have Durant. You know, it's kind of a legacy moment for Steph Curry. Not that he needs this necessarily, but there was some debate leading into the finals. Like, does he need a finals MVP to put himself into that upper echelon? What would you expect out of Steph tonight?
Steph is going to be Steph. He's just got to play his game. I think it's one of those opportunities where, yeah, he knows he needs to be aggressive, but he's got to get guys involved too. So he's, you know, I expect him to be aggressive, but just sometimes these situations make you a little more comfortable and you can just kind of go out there and play because you have nothing to lose, which is a very dangerous situation. I think for Steph, if he's able to win this game tonight, it's kind of like one of those moments when, you know, remember in the finals a few years ago when it was pretty much LeBron and Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they won just with sheer heart and spirit alone. I think that's what it's going to take tonight. But, you know, Steph is one of those guys. He can do it. The Raptors definitely need to focus on him and make sure that he's a prime suspect for trapping.
Well, box plus one, do you see it happening tonight?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Nick Nurse has up his sleeve. That's kind of, unless you practice it, I don't think it's the time to be making stuff up. I think, you know, you should play your solid defense and really challenge your guys. You know, and you know what? The Raptors defense has been good all year. They're good enough. They just need to, you know, take the challenge and really, you know, shut him down. But at the same time, not let guys like Draymond, Andre Iguodala, Quinn Cook, they can't have good games too. So they need to be attentive and effective tonight on defense.
We'll get you out of here again on a Kawhi Leonard question. I got to the line 16 times. He was really aggressive a few nights ago. Now you go on the road. You know, I don't sense that Kawhi plays differently anywhere. You know, at home, on the road, practice, you know, at a gym, on the street.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got a pulse, and I think he plays his game regardless of the situation. Do you expect that to be the case tonight?
Yeah, he's going to play. You know, he had a pretty very good floor game last game. You know, he's one of those guys. He's a superstar. You can pretty much assume that he's going to get near or close to his average or over his average. You know, it's about the other guys. It's about Gasol. It's about Serge Ibaka. They've got to look for their shots. You know, it's about Kyle Lowry being aggressive on offense. If those guys get going, I think everything will be fine. And if Siakam uses his athleticism, and I know he had that good game one, but sometimes that could be the worst thing for you. He needs to get back on doing what he does, running in transition, putting pressure on the defense, get some layups, and then work his way outside if it comes to it.
It's going to be a wild atmosphere tonight. Enjoy it. We'll catch you on SportsCenter tonight. We always appreciate you finding some time for us.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
There's Chris Bosh. He's a great guest, man. He's awesome to have on.